The following podcast is a presentation of the Washington College of Law at American University. Any unauthorized use or distribution is strictly prohibited.
Okay, since you're all so quiet, I'm going to go ahead and start without him. I won't say anything really important.
My name is Liz Bowles. I'm the Associate Director of the Trial Advocacy Program. I also teach in the Criminal Law, Criminal Procedure, and Evidence Rotation. I'm not teaching criminal this year, so I won't have any of you for criminal law this time around. But I hope that I will see you in classes in your second and third years. My understanding, I didn't say anything important at all whatsoever. You can touch base there if you want. Basically, the reason why we do these sessions is because there are tons of opportunities here. So you'll be bombarded with emails and sign up for this and do that and go see this. And so I think ultimately, as first years, what we've been trying to do is get a little more of a face to a project and a contact person and just get you the information, maybe not by email, maybe not by thing hanging in the elevator, but more from a person so you can ask some questions and maybe solidify those things you do want to be part of and don't want to be part of. There's just so many opportunities. We find this maybe a more successful way of doing it. So my job here today is to give you a little information about the Criminal Law Practice Group and answer your questions, and I can even sort of talk about things that are maybe on the tangent of that. If you're interested in criminal law, I certainly can help you to understand maybe some of the other opportunities that we have here. I had my colleague write up on the board for you just a list of faculty members. I know that's available online. It's sort of all over the place, but I do want you to know that even though I'm standing here talking to you, any one of those people you can reach out to answer questions about pretty much anything in criminal law, whether it be course selection or job search or externship, internship search, or even just the meaning of what it means to be a practitioner in that particular area. So any one of those people can field those questions for you. Of course, I'm happy. Also put up on the board some upcoming events. Of course, you're going to see flyers and things like that. Happy to talk to you about both of those as well. And then I also put a website up there for the Criminal Justice Institute. So one of the confusing things is that you often have different groups that kind of do the same thing. They look like they do the same thing. We have that. So the Criminal Law Practice Group and the Criminal Justice Institute are made up of the same people. We are the exact same people. We do a lot of things in conjunction, so I'm going to talk about both of them just to make sure you understand what they're about. So the practice group. This is a fairly new adventure for us as a faculty. I think most law schools, your faculty, you come in, you get hired, you go to the interview, and you apply for an opening, right? So there's an opening in trial advocacy and criminal law, right? So I come in, I send all my material, I come in and I apply for the job. They ask me about my background. I was a public defender for 5 years right after I graduated from law school. I specialized in clients who suffer from mental illness and are charged with violent offenses. That was sort of my area. I went from there, though, to do the unthinkable. I moved to a private firm and represented police officers charged with crimes. So I have no friends. None. Whatsoever. Nobody talks to me, including my family. So I then decided that that was what I was going to do, but my firm decided they didn't want to be a criminal law firm. So they made me a civil lawyer, which was difficult for me. So I was a plaintiff's civil lawyer, hated that, was never very good at making cases, was much better at destroying them. So I switched to the other side, and I ended up being a defense attorney in civil practice. And then I decided I had done federal, state, criminal, civil arbitration, mediation, and I needed to just do something else. So I became a professor. So when I ended up in my interview, it was really hard for me to say what I was, right? I was some sort of hodgepodge of different things. I had written some in criminal law. That's really what I wanted to teach. And that's the same for some of my colleagues as well. We have a mixed bag background. Some people were always public defenders. Some people were always prosecutors. Some people were always private firm but did criminal defense work. And that's all a bunch of different background, but we all touch criminal law in different ways. Okay? So what we ultimately decided to do, instead of just getting hired and then teaching my classes that fell under what the administration told me to teach, we decided wouldn't it be a great idea if we started planning things together, even though we had different backgrounds. But we all had a similar interest, which was criminal law. And so what we found is when we got together and we tried to plan an event, all the public defenders said, no, it needs to be done this way. All the prosecutors were saying, well, you forgot about doing this. And then we had private firmers who were like, what are you talking about? Right? That's not the way you practice criminal defense work. That's not what you do. And it was interesting to see that even though we all had common interests, we certainly had different perspectives. And we, I think, you know, we'd been in our little offices, and we sort of forgot there's tons of jobs out there in criminal law that weren't what we did. And in getting together, I think we made a better resource for you. I think we learned a little bit more about criminal law, just different perspectives and different ways to approach it. So that was kind of one of the unexpected benefits. The other expected benefit of all of this is that now we get together regularly, we plan events for you guys, because you gave us some feedback and said, this is what we're not getting from the faculty. And so we said, all right, then we'll do what you want. And what we got from the students was they wanted alumni practicing in the areas that they wanted to get jobs in, coming back and giving them input on resumes, interviewing, internships, externships, how to job search, how to network, all that kind of stuff. They didn't necessarily want it from us. I've practiced law in 10 years. I can't tell you who runs a certain office, right? So why not get you someone from that office to come back here and talk to you about it? I can read your resume, I can read your rating sample, I can tell you what it's like to be a public defender, but I can't actually do some of the things that I need an alumni to tell them, someone who's doing it right now. So we do a lot of events like that. We'll put together, I think in the past year we did a resume review, an interview review by alumni. So we had them come back, public defenders, prosecutors, people who are working for DOJ, people who are attorneys for the police departments, things like that, working in criminal law. Come back, get your resume ahead of time, sit down with you, tell you what the resume looks like to them. You know, I've had students come in my office and say, I want to be a public defender, but I did an externship at a prosecutor's office. Is that okay? You know, should I put it on my resume? Should I not put it on my resume? What do I do with that? And I have my opinions about that. Angela Davis has her opinions about that. Cynthia Jones has her opinions about that. And then I'm going to bring in someone else, and they're going to give you an opinion about that. And ultimately, you have to decide, where am I applying, and how do I formulate my resume? Because sometimes there's no exact right answer, right? And you're going to have to make those decisions. So the more information that you have, the better off you are. So that's the goal. So what I would suggest is if you do want to have a career in criminal law, whatever that career might be, public defense, prosecution, policy making, reform making, teaching, any of those things, that you sign up for the practice group so that you get all the information, you're invited to all of those events, resume, review, interviewing, we also do panels, we do conferences, you'll get all that stuff from the listserv once you enroll. You also get that sort of one-on-one with the professor. So, for example, if you know you want to be a public defender and you know you want to be a public defender in Virginia, I'm the only one in the building, right? I'm the only one in the building that practiced in the Commonwealth, okay, in criminal law, criminal defense. So you'd come see me, right? But if you want to work at PDS, don't come see me. I never worked in criminal defense in D.C. That wasn't my gig. You'll want to get together with Cynthia Jones or Angela Davis, right? So best to sort of be part of the group, get the relationship going. So I won't have any of you for criminal law. I may not have that connection with you. But stop by my office. You're a member of the practice group. I'm happy to do what I can to help you sort of down that road. So use it as a personal connection. Also, the Criminal Justice Institute does a lot of, I don't know how else to sort of put it, but more theoretical, more reform type activity. You know, Ferguson comes up, it's the Criminal Law Institute that's there within 24 hours trying to push the issue to the forefront, get the conference going, get the panels, get the speakers in, get the information out there. And so when you sign up for one, you're automatically signed up for the other. So go ahead and get on our listserv or get on the criminal justice listserv, and you'll go ahead and get that sort of cross-section of information coming from both groups. But they are great. And you know what? You can disregard anything that you don't want to do. The key is to get the information, be able to pick and choose. You can also be a member of more than one practice group. When I went to law school, I told my mother the only thing I wasn't going to do was criminal defense work. That was it. I said, I don't know what kind of lawyer I want to be. I started in undergrad as an engineer, so I thought maybe patent law, that was kind of what I was thinking. I didn't want to have responsibility for anyone's life. I told my mother this. She thinks this is terrible, okay? And I said, no, that's it. I don't want to have that. That's not what I want to do. And then I got the equivalent of what our EJF stipends are over the summer. I got a grant over the summer to work in a public defender's office and never look back. No idea what I was going to do, right? And I certainly never thought I'd be here. I am not a role model. I never, ever thought that anyone would ever let me stand up in front of a group of people and teach them something. Okay, that was not my goal originally. No way. So you never know exactly what you're going to end up being, and so maybe it is a good idea if you are torn a little between criminal law and maybe something else, or if you think maybe criminal defense work, but at a firm,
not at a public defender's office or not at a prosecutor's office, well, then it might be a good idea to be in a more general practice group in addition to the criminal law group, right? Get some information about small firm, boutique firms, more general practice type work, if you think that might interest you in the future. It's not going to hurt you to be enrolled in both of those. Get that information, pick and choose what you end up ultimately going to, what activities, that sort of thing. Okay? That's my spiel. Okay, that's my sort of rundown of our practice group. Very active as far as the faculty is concerned. Any one of those people, you send them an email, I'm in the criminal law practice group, I have a question, I'm trying to get an internship somewhere, I have a question about my resume, can you help me out? Any one of those people are going to help you. Okay, so just take down the list and use this. It's the sort of part of our job. Okay? So it's not an inconvenience, it's not a burden. You know, use the resources that you have. Okay? Any questions I can answer for you as far as the practice groups are concerned or just general questions as far as criminal law? Yep.
Is there a location for the event that we're at on the board?
You know what? I think the town hall has been set by location. Of course, they wrote black on brown and I have no glasses on. Have you hold it? I think it's 603. Yes. 6:03 for the town hall. That's January 12th. The 9th, we had the student lounges, but there'll be postings about that. So the location. I wouldn't hate to say student lounge and then it ends up moving between now and then. Okay. But yeah. So 6:03, and the town hall should be great. The town hall isn't going to be a panel of people just talking at you. This is what you should think about what happened in Ferguson, or this is what you should think about grand jury indictments. The idea of the town hall, and we have these periodically, is more to have people talking about what kinds of reforms they'd like to see. You know, so it's more of an idea generation group. It's like a town hall, right? People stand up and say, this is what happened. Could it be done this way? Right? Could we change the way the grand jury looked at this so that we go this way? Or we don't go that way. Or maybe I like the way this happened because of this. And the whole idea is to be able to come up with a list of ideas that we can forward then on to the president's task force. Right? This idea that, you know, this is what our law students came up with as possible reforms here to address what's happened. So it's much more interactive than just a panel or a conference where you're listening to speakers about a particular topic. So it should be interesting. Even if you don't want to say anything, I sort of encourage you, even if you don't want to take an active role and say something, go and listen. Right? You're going to hear things that you maybe didn't think of before. And they plant little seeds, and then 2 years from now, you write a paper on it. Right? Any other questions? Anything else I can answer for you? Very quiet. Very quiet group.
We just got out of common law.
Pardon me?
So we just got out of common law.
Oh, God, that is that's pretty unfair to send you in here before lunch and after con law. That's not good all around for any of us.
That might be needed.
Okay. I have an email because I'm not waiting here for all of those things to occur. Yeah.
So the practice groups I guess I'm a little confused as to exactly what the practice group like. Are there regular meetings?
No.
Or is it just a list
Mm-mm.
of faculty that
nope.
you contact?
Nope. It's a group of faculty with a group of students that'll sort of follow the events that we set up, and then we reach out periodically and say, you know, how did that work and what else do you want? So that's how we sort of came up with bringing the alumni in and doing the resume review and the mock interviews. That was from a student. A student came in and said, you know, it's great that you guys are reviewing resumes, but it'd be nice if we could actually talk to someone who worked in this office or still works in that office kind of thing. We're not sensitive, so you can say to us, you people seem smart, but you no longer practice law. So help us out. So that's kind of what it is. So it's not like we make you come to regular meetings or anything. We have regular meetings, but it's not like you need to attend. It's more about getting on the listserv, seeing the activities that are out there, or if you see something you'd like to do or you think, hey, why aren't we doing this? It's your interface to come to us and say, could we do this in the future? Okay? Makes sense? Any other questions? Yes? It's on the website. So you go to practice groups and you literally click on whichever one, and you can do more than one. You click on all the ones you want, you get on those listservs, and then you can get off if it turns out you're not interested. Or you can just go to the Criminal Justice Institute and sign up there, and you're going to automatically be added to the practice group. So those two share a listserv. Anything else I can do for you? Okay. That was 14 minutes. Very efficient.
Naps and lunch all around.
I have my card. I just, you know, if you want my I mean, you can always, you guys are more savvy. Whatever.
I like paper. If you want one, you got my information on it. So good luck. I hope I see you in class at some point.